In this bustling market in downtown Kathmandu, it's business as usual. Shoppers crowd stores at the beginning of Nepal's new year. But experts warn behind all the activity, an economic crisis is looming.
The economic recovery that we have seen, it is much less compared to other countries, you know, which were similarly hit by pandemic. For example, last 3 years, our average economic growth was only 1%, compared to our normal long-term average of, 9% that we should have got in 2 years' time.
During the pandemic, the number of tourists fell. The amount of money sent home by Nepalis working abroad also dropped significantly.
Nepal's international debt isn't particularly high, but as ballooning imports and high oil prices deplete its foreign currency reserves, experts warn the country could be headed towards an economic crisis if the government doesn't step up in time.
And there are other pressures.
There's been a hike in oil prices. A litre of petrol that cost around 100 rupees now costs 160 rupees.
Nepal's central bank has taken action to manage imports and increase foreign exchange reserves.
That's some kind of the challenge in the economy, particularly because of the import of some of the items, for example, the vehicles or the petroleum products, which account large portion of the import in Nepal. So how we can manage that? That's one of the issues that is struggling in the present context.
Ritu Singh Baidya imports cars and heavy-duty equipment to Nepal. She says it's important for businesses to work with the government, the central bank and business community.
We being a completely import-oriented economy, we have a huge trade imbalance because we have nothing being exported from here, or at least very little being exported from here. So every small change in the world or in the globe impacts us. And that is why we have these, these panic situations every now and then.
As Nepal absorbs economic shocks, experts say it needs to act fast to avoid a full-blown crisis. Ramyata Limbu, Al Jazeera, Kathmandu.